Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And I certainly hope that during this great week, we come to a better understanding of what really has gone on regarding the state of Georgia and its new electoral law and what it is exactly people want to be done about it. 1-800-955-1776. One of the things that has always been wonderful about America, it seems to me, has been the ability of sports to basically unite people, help people who normally wouldn't have anything in common to talk about the team that they jointly support, to enjoy the whole process of sports, to root for one side or another. And we have this great matchup coming tonight from between the Gonzaga Bulldogs and the Baylor, I think they're the Bears, but I don't care. They're the team, just the team against Gonzaga as far as I'm concerned. Look, I root for Gonzaga because I'm from the state of Washington and I'm proud of them. In any event, the point about all of this is, do we have to now have an understanding of which university, if either one of them, has a position on the Georgia election law? I mean, I just heard the news that Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, has declined the opportunity to throw out the first pitch at the Rangers' home opener. And there's been something celebratory about the whole reopening of baseball. It's spring season. We can make progress because of, thank God, the vaccines and the progress toward herd immunity. And we're doing better. And people can actually come out and see live baseball games. But now the governor of Texas won't come out and throw out the first pitch, which is a dramatic thing anyway. Remember, Greg Abbott is in a wheelchair, so it's a big honor for him to throw out the first pitch on opening day. And it's a great thing for the Texas Rangers for him to come out there and throw out the first pitch. Now he won't. Why? Because the MLB, Major League Baseball, has decided to move the All-Star game away from Atlanta, which is supposed to cost the city of Atlanta $150 million in business at least. It could be more than that with no All-Star game occurring there in the middle of the summer. Will this thing really go on till the middle of the summer? By the way, if you have some idea of how this gets resolved, give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. I see no possible resolution. President Trump, helpful as always, has called for a boycott. Yeah, really, a boycott of Major League Baseball, of Delta Airlines, and of Coca-Cola. Because they have moved the All-Star game out of Atlanta, and because Delta Airlines and Coke have both criticized the state of Georgia for their election law. Look, I am outraged, and I spoke about this over last week, repeatedly. Many, many people have completely distorted what the Georgia election law actually is. But here we are right now. Which side backs down? Or are there people out there who look forward to boycotting Coca-Cola? Okay, boycotting Coca-Cola may be good for your health. I mean, drinking less soda, fine. But really, with Delta Airlines struggling to come back, as the all the airlines are, right after the COVID-19 disruptions, with all of this going on, why is this supposed to be resolved? I don't think there are any heroes on this. No one. And let me indicate why I don't think that the Republicans in Georgia have been heroic anyway. Because they have made the same mistake in Georgia that Joe Biden and the Democrats have made in Washington, D.C., which is the idea of proceeding with legislation without any support from the opposition party. Not any. Think of what a difference it would have made if they had, well, say, one senator, one representative who was Democratic, who had contributed to some of the changes that are being made in this 98-page bill that changes Georgia's election laws. Think how useful that would have been. Think how meaningful it would have been if Joe Biden, for now he has the infrastructure bill for almost $2 trillion, if for his $1.9 trillion COVID America Rescue Plan, ARP, if he had gotten one Republican buy-in, or worked with those 10 Republican senators who wanted to work with him. The way that our system has been set up on the state level and on the federal level is that you make lasting change, you make beneficial change, you have to bring over people from all sides and all walks of life. The fact that this is so now racially divisive is it is partisan to an absurd extent. And I think that actually one of the most balanced and intelligent things I've heard about this is from Chris Christie, who was on ABC News. And he talked about some of the way this entire matter began. And yeah, part of it began with the President of the United States. Here is Governor Christie. This would be clip three.
Listen, it's just a symptom, George. It's a symptom, George, of what's going on in our country right now. I mean, let's talk about what the Georgia law is really about, because we haven't had much of that. Dropbox has now become a permanent part of the Georgia landscape. They were not prior to COVID. They are now. Minimum of 17 days of early voting, including two Saturdays and two optional Sundays. You're going to have all voters being able to have multiple ways to prove who they are. Driver's license, last four numbers of your Social Security number, even a utility bill or a free ID provided by the state of Georgia. And voting is going to be till from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. as it is right now in Georgia. This is what
Is it a symptom of?
It's a symptom of this, George. And I hate to come in here this morning to say this, because I sat here and listened to the president's inaugural address. And I just want a couple of real quick points from it. Politics need not be a raging fire that destroys everything in its path. Every disagreement doesn't have to be a cause for total war. And we must reject a culture in which facts themselves are manipulated or made up. And Joe Biden's broken his own rule, 84 days. And now he's lying to the American people, George. He's lying about this bill. He's lying to the American people about it to cause the raging fire he said he was going to put out. I'm very disappointed.
Yvette, he did make some misstatements about the bill. The bill basically, though.
Okay, when you have even George Stephanopoulos of ABC News acknowledging, yes, the president made misstatements about it. Remember, he received four Pinocchios. How does this thing come together? Or are we supposed to be going all the way through the baseball season? For instance, where are they going to put the new All-Star game? I think at one point they had talked about putting it in Minneapolis. But, of course, that depends upon the outcome of the Derek Chauvin trial. Because everything is politicized, everything is polarized according to race. What is the best possible outcome of this particular fight? Because I see no winners here. I see just big losers, corporate losers, political losers, American losers. And that's a shame. A shame when we all so ardently hope to see our country turned around. We'll also be talking a little bit later in the show with Andrew Sullivan, who has written a provocative piece about why the decline in religion has been disastrous to our politics. What do the two have to do with each other? We'll talk about that with Andrew Sullivan. We'll also be speaking about relationships that have been permanently damaged by politics. It is not a rare occasion in America because things have become so bitter, so divisive recently. It has become common among family members, among close friends. And how does that get solved? We'll consider all of it and much more with your calls, 1-800-955-1776 on the MedVed Show.
More more Michael Medved in a moment.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. Here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And now you can get the best sheets ever for the best price ever. When you buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheet sets, you'll get another one absolutely free. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The Michael Medved Show, talking about the ongoing battle about a law that has been passed, it's been signed, it is now official in Georgia, that would regulate the way that Georgians vote in 2022, 2024, and finally, there is some attention being paid, as Chris Christie indicated in his appearance on ABC, to what the law actually does and does not provide for. And it's very difficult because it's all so complicated. The Georgia law is 98 pages. It's not like one of those behemoths. I believe that the bill that was passed, the first rescue bill, the American Rescue Program by Joe Biden, that bill, I believe, was 1,400 pages. This is just 98 pages, and none of the changes that are proposed in this bill, that have been enacted in this bill, are radical. And one of the absurdities of this entire debate is use of terms like Jim Crow or voter suppression. And the fact that so many major corporations have bought in on that and are now apparently willing to sustain real losses because of pulling back operations in the state of Georgia, because of counter boycotts of these corporations like Delta Airlines and like Coca-Cola, where President Trump has called for their boycotting. Governor Kemp, who is also somebody that President Trump has said he wants out of office, he won't be supporting Brian Kemp no matter what. For Brian Kemp's drive for re-election in 2022. But the governor spoke to a cheering crowds and actually defended the law and made it clear why it was passed. This is Governor Kemp speaking over the weekend. Listen.
Yesterday, Major League Baseball caved to fear and lies from liberal activists. They ignored the facts of our new election integrity law, and they ignored the consequences of their decision on our local community. Georgians and all Americans should know what this decision means. It means cancel culture and partisan activists are coming for your business. They're coming for your game or event in your hometown, and they're coming to cancel everything from sports to how you make a living. They don't care about jobs, they don't care about our communities, and they certainly don't care about access to the ballot box. It's easier to vote in Georgia than it is in New York. Even more ridiculous is that MLB didn't cite a single reason that they disagreed with the bill in their statement.
Okay, he basically ended up blaming MLB for caving to abandon Stacey Abrams. Now, what's interesting is that Stacey Abrams actually disagreed with Ilhan Omar, and this actually made headlines in the New York Post and elsewhere. These two lights of the progressive movement actually disagreed with Stacey Abrams, originally saying that she wasn't ready yet to see a boycott. Stacey Abrams said critics of Georgia's restrictive new election law shouldn't rush to boycott the state's leading firms and biggest events yet over their refusal to forcefully oppose the far-reaching overhaul. And this was, the dateline was Friday. Instead, she said the state's corporate giants should use the chance to publicly condemn the law, invest in voting rights expansion, and support wide-ranging federal election legislation before they're targeted with a boycott movement. The companies that stood silently by or gave mealy-mouthed responses during the debate were wrong, Abrams said in an interview with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. What people want to know now is where they stand on the fundamental issue of voting rights. So, what they could have done, of course, is say, we support voting rights and we support laws that would make it easier, not more difficult, for people to vote. Okay, fine. And then you can argue about what those laws would look like. But to come out with the specific condemnations of Georgia's legislation, to have the Major League All-Star Game so abruptly preempted, and this goes directly to Biden. And I have no idea what the president expected or whether this is just something he blurted out. You may remember that when he was vice president under Barack Obama, one of the things that happened that apparently caused some friction between President Obama and Joe Biden is before Joe Biden, before Barack Obama, before Hillary Clinton, before any other of the leading Democrats had called for the legalization of same-sex marriage, Joe Biden blurted it out in a TV interview. He said, no, I think people should be able to marry people of the same sex. I believe in gay marriage, and it's going to be the future. And he said that apparently without any authorization from the president of the United States who he was serving. Is that what happened with this All-Star Game thing? Because it's got to be a disaster for Major League Baseball, which otherwise should be celebrating. I mean, there are great stars. There look to be great pennant races everywhere. There is a great national affection for baseball. And now, of course, report, Trump calls for boycott of MLB, Coke, Delta, after they opposed Georgia voting law. Former President Trump called Friday night for a boycott of Major League Baseball, Coke, and Delta Airlines, and all other companies that have pulled out of Georgia or otherwise protested the state's controversial new voting reform bill. Now, that's a lot of companies. The Republican former president called for a boycott in a statement he issued hours after MLB announced it is pulling the All-Star Game from Atlanta in response to the bill, which President Biden has labeled, quote, Jim Crow in the 21st century. That's shameful and ridiculous. Baseball is already losing tremendous numbers of fans, and now they leave Atlanta with their All-Star Game because they are afraid of the radical left Democrats who do not want voter ID, which is desperately needed to have anything to do with our elections, Trump's statement read. Boycott baseball. Boycott all of the woke companies that are interfering with free and fair elections. Are you listening? Coke, Delta, and all? Exclamation point. And on Wednesday, Atlanta-based Coca-Cola CEO appeared on CNBC's Power Lunch, this is last Wednesday, obviously, to oppose the bill's voting restrictions after a growing chorus of critics called for a Coke boycott over the company's silence following the March 25th passage of the bill. So, I put it to you, do I think it is likely that the Republican-controlled legislature will revote on this issue? I think it's very unlikely. The law's passed. It's the law of the state of Georgia. Do I think it's possible that the Democrats really want a revote? No, they don't. They know this is going to be a political issue that helps them in the state of Georgia. Tell you why, coming up on the Medved Show, and still waiting to hear from somebody, what's a way out? We'll talk about it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As people take a closer look at President Biden's $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan, the president at the White House says everyone knows we need to fix our crumbling roads and bridges.
We're talking about making sure that you take asbestos out of schools. That's infrastructure. We're talking about building high-speed rail. That's infrastructure. We're talking about making sure you're in a situation where you can redo some of the federal buildings that are just absolutely leaking energy every single day. That's infrastructure. In addition to roads and bridges and highways and broadband.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is pushing for a minimum tax on multinational corporations to level the playing field on a global scale. Yellen saying it's needed to spur innovation, growth, and prosperity. This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here's a trick question. Well, not really. Where do you think there is more voter suppression? In the state of Georgia or in communist China? By the way, that's not a tough one. In communist China, they don't require voter ID because they don't require voters. Ballots, no problem with the ballots going out in the mail because there are no ballots. It's a dictatorship run by the Chinese Communist Party. I mean, it's obvious. And by the way, it's engaged in genocide right now against the Uyghurs. People know about the hideous goings-on of China. And yet we're having a Beijing Winter Olympics Games. If President Biden wanted the MLB All-Star Game moved from Atlanta, then the Wall Street Journal asked a very good editorial question. Good for them for bringing it up. Okay, if you're going to boycott Georgia over this voter, quote, suppression, unquote, law, then what about China? Which, by the way, whatever you think of Georgia's human rights record, certainly in the last, say, 50 years, you can't compare it to the human rights record of the Chinese, right? Let me go to Andy, who's calling from Vashon Island, Washington. You're on the Medved Show.
Yes, hi.
Hey.
Michael, I've listened to your show for years, and I think in recent months, a lot of what you have been sharing is this idea of the two parties trying to come together following Biden's promises during the election. And that's what you're asking for now as far as the boycott of Georgia and the MLB decision, the idea of boycott of conservatives boycotting some of these corporations. And I agree with you completely. I think that one of the things that maybe has been missing in your positions recently has been that there is no middle ground in a lot of these things. And that's the way that I feel about this as far as you've kind of made fun of of Trump and the fact that he was advocating boycotting, and that's not what we need right now. But I think so many of us were there long before Trump, you know, made that request. I myself contacted Delta, somebody I fly on or have flown on a lot in the past. Contacted Major League Baseball. I'm not watching them anymore. I watched the first Mariner game and enjoyed it very much, but I just can't go along with the involvement that corporations, woke corporations, are trying to involve themselves in politics. They should stay out of it.
Let me ask you a question, Andy.
Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, if you're traveling and you're flying to one of Delta's cities, say it's Atlanta.
Sure.
And Delta has by far the most convenient and the lowest priced airfare to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Are you telling me you'll fly some other way, change planes twice rather than fly on Delta?
Well, I will share with you that there are very rare circumstances where that is an issue any longer, because most hubs are certainly available by other airlines. It used to be that there was hubs that basically this is the only airline that flies here.
I understand, but just in terms of convenience or price, are you telling me?
Oh, absolutely. That
you
those
would
things
spend
are secondary to my positions. Absolutely.
Okay, but what happens when other major airlines? I don't know other. I know Alaska. For instance, uh-huh. Services Atlanta. You can fly from Alaska Airlines, which is an airline I like a lot.
Me too.
You can fly them. So what if Alaska says, okay, we're going to also. And by the way, Delta hasn't boycotted the state of Georgia yet, to the best of my knowledge. It has criticized it.
No, I understand.
And again, so far the only major corporation I think that has announced cancellations or has been Major League Baseball.
No, you're
and,
right. But I think that's irrelevant.
The point that I make when you say there's no middle ground, how is there no middle ground on trimming or altering? The Republicans already did change in Georgia the election changes that they originally planned to make. Originally, they wanted to eliminate absentee ballots altogether, to have them only if you had an excuse. Now you can get an absentee ballot for any reason you want. The thing about this conflict, Andy, and the reason I think it frankly does need to be resolved, is because what they're arguing about is so minuscule. In other words, it's not really important in terms of election outcomes on either side.
Michael, can I
go ahead why do you think that this is an absolute that is worth fighting to the last man on?
Well, yeah, I don't think that a lot of issues are that way, but it's the whole of these issues. The differences between the Republican and the Democratic Party and the woke cancellation that is happening across the board, that's just unacceptable. And unless people stand up and not try and figure out solutions, but just say no to some of these things, they're going to continue to happen. The days of Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan are long gone.
You mentioned the woke cancellation as being unacceptable.
Yes.
Name the two most egregious examples of that you can think of.
Well, as far as you do this a lot, as far asking for a woke cancellation.
Yeah, because it's based on facts.
Let's see. I think that it's a woke cancellation of the position that the party has taken in Georgia to basically lie about what has been the changes that have been made, which has been, as you alluded to.
That's
a cancellation of sorts, because no one is coming out to actually set the record straight in the mainstream media. It's not,
well,
right? Have you heard any of those? Have you heard?
I'll share with you, there's an Associated Press piece and an even more detailed New York Times piece that actually goes over point by point what this election law actually does. And the Washington Post, with his mainstream media, awarded Joe Biden four Pinocchios for lying about it.
No, I know that they did. Yes. And that's a step in the right direction.
That goes against what you're saying, Andy.
Yeah, I understand.
This all-powerful woke
culture
just hasn't shut anybody up. I don't feel that you're being shut up. But go ahead. You get the last word.
Well, no, there's no last word here. I think that, you know, in the country together where Trump was divisive. And what my position is on all of these things is that I don't have any positions that I can come across as in the past when people used to think of the Republicans and Democratic Party as being something that were just had basically the same goals and means in what they were trying to accomplish, just had different ways of accomplishing them. That's not where we are. There isn't any position that the Democrats take, that Biden has taken with his executive orders, et cetera, that hasn't been in conflict with the way that I think.
Okay. Right now, the Republicans came to him. There are 10 Republicans, including very conservative Republicans, who came to Joe Biden initially and said, let's do $600 billion more in relief. And Biden said, no, we have to go the full $1.9 trillion. Now, to say that you cannot compromise between $600 billion and $1,900 trillion, this is an obvious compromise in there. And the idea that I want Biden to succeed the same way I wanted Trump to succeed, same way I wanted Obama to succeed. I want America to succeed. It's not a partisan thing to see a successful government. And to see us, for instance, getting everybody vaccinated, curbing the pandemic, and turning the economy around. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Here's a question. Did Charles Darwin liberate or undermine society? Ideas have consequences. Learn how three key ideas from Darwin actually undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get a free 39-page digital booklet, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Go to discovery.org/MedVed for this special offer. discovery.org/MedVed.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about the huge and seemingly insoluble conflict. And it's not just a conflict between Republicans and Democrats in Georgia. It's not just a conflict between progressives and conservatives nationally. It's a complicated conflict now that has to do with visions of racial justice and with the Republican Party's desire to recruit and win more voters of color, something that President Trump did accomplish in 2020, where he did better among black voters than he did in 2016. He did better among Latino voters in particular than he did in 2016, which helped him greatly in carrying Florida by an unexpectedly decisive margin. With all of that going on, what do you do about the extremes on this election law? And we will get into some of the details of the election law. The one thing that is so striking, and in every private conversation, and I've had numerous private conversations with people because I've actually taken trouble to try to read the law, and I've read sections of it to you here on the air. None of it is that important. But see, that's an argument that works on both sides. The Democrats are freaking out over nothing, and the Republicans are also kind of freaking out over nothing, because there's nothing in this law that fundamentally changes the electoral system in Georgia, or that makes it any difference from the electoral regulations in Delaware, or for that matter in New York State. And this matter was talked about on ABC News, where Rahm Emanuel, representing the Democratic point of view, and he's positioning himself as a former mayor of Chicago, former White House chief of staff under Bill Clinton, as a so-called moderate Democrat, and Chris Christie, who is very much a mainstream Republican, they were speaking on ABC News, this is clip 4, about corporate America and the position they've taken in this entire matter. Listen.
The corporate America is out of step with the Republican Party. Corporate America has no home in the Republican Party anymore. And this is the first of many times where corporate America is going to make a clear decision, and it's a wake-up call to every other state. Second is, Joe Biden is not a liar. No. And coming from, we just spent 4 years with a person who had literally couldn't find the truth if it actually went choo-choo in front of him in the morning. Joe Biden, you may disagree with his characterization. He is not a liar. You may disagree with his characterization. That bill is only passed for one reason, because Joe Biden won Georgia and the two senators won Georgia.
He lied. He lied, Romney. He's going to have to live with
that. That is not, he is not.
Okay. What he lied about was saying that they were closing up the polls on election day at 5 o'clock so working people couldn't go to the poll.
True.
And that was very direct. And on MSNBC, on Morning Joe, Charlie Sykes, a longtime conservative talk host in Wisconsin, spoke about what is going on with the relationship between corporate America and their traditional home in the Republican Party. This is clip five.
MLB, did they go too far? I think it's going to be interesting. Where are they going to go now, considering that some of these other states also have voter ID requirements, also have limited early access? What I think is interesting is watching the number of Republican senators and congressmen who are reacting to this by threatening legislative retaliation. We're kind of in a new era now where Republicans have decided to blend together their anti-corporate class warfare culture war into one bundle. And they're going to be focusing on going after companies and businesses, threatening their tax breaks, threatening the antitrust exemption of Major League Baseball. This is going to be a very interesting new era. How much are they going to be willing to use government power to punish private entities that take political positions they don't like?
And that, by the way, is just as wrong as using government power to reward private entities with political positions they don't like. The Republicans in the Georgia legislature have been talking about repealing a tax break that they had granted to Delta Airlines. And this is a terrible confluence of economics and political power. Because the one thing that Georgia needs, the one thing that America needs, is a robust economic recovery. I mean, isn't that what everybody wants? And you talk about there's nothing that Joe Biden can come together with, potentially with Republicans. Shouldn't they be able to come together on that? Especially on a day like today where the Dow is getting ready to close almost 400 points up. I don't think that's a reflection of anything going on in Georgia. On CNN, Ilhan Omar, you can always count on her to make the dumbest of all possible statements regarding any intense controversy, particularly controversies that allegedly have to do with race. This one really doesn't have to do with race. But Ilhan Omar comes up with an analogy that is frankly sickening in terms of the analogy she draws. This is clip two. She's on with Jake Tapper, CNN.
Stacey Abrams says she understands why people would want to boycott Georgia in protest, but that she thinks such actions hurt the working people who would be working at the Major League Baseball game, for example, and who are disproportionately minorities. Do you agree with Major League Baseball's decision, or do you side with Stacey Abrams when it comes to boycotts of Georgia in general?
We know that boycotts have allowed for justice to be delivered in many spaces. The civil rights movement was rooted in boycotts. We know that, apartheid ended in South Africa because of boycotts. And so our hope is that, this boycott will result in changes in the law, because we understand that when you restrict people's ability to vote, you create a democracy that isn't fully functioning for all of us. And if we are to continue to be a beacon of hope for all democracies around the world, we must stand our ground.
Okay, this is absurd. The boycott of South Africa was an international boycott that basically ended an evil system. Apartheid was an evil system, which did not allow self-government for the majority of the population that lived in South Africa at the time. Did not allow a right to vote. And did not even allow a right to go to the same movie theaters or the same beaches. And apartheid was, I think, not in at all analogous to the Georgia voting regulations. Sid in Atlanta. Hey, Sid, you're on.
Hey, thank you, Michael. I appreciate it. I think that in this country is unique because of democracy and things like that. You know, there's a such thing as separation of church and state, but not when it comes to America and state, because American companies are successful because of democracy. And the last administration threatens or belittled democracy, and now Georgia is trying to suck up to Donald Trump's ways of what he did to democracy last administration when it questions about voting and all that. And I will still say, my last statement, I will still say that any leader, any Republican leader or entity should be sanctioned by American corporation. I said that before, when they threaten democracy. I mean, I can't even go because there's a saying in this country that says that this, when it comes to 9 to 5, we work 9 to 5. How poll stations are going to be closed at 5 o'clock? I mean, this is
no, they're
up,
not going to be closed at 5 o'clock. They're not going to be closed at 5 o'clock. That is simply not true. Poll places on election day are open from 7 p.m. to 7 p.m. In this last election, as you probably know, since you're in Atlanta, they were open from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. So, Sid, and write to me or let me know somehow if you believe that this is going to make it more difficult for you, Sid, in Atlanta, to actually vote. I can't believe that it will. Because we'll get into some of the details of this voting matter and more. Can friendships, family relationships survive our political divisions? And religion and politics, must they mix?
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.